Farage registers Reform Party to hold Johnson to account post-Brexit. By Kurt Zindelka on December 9, 2019. Nigel Farage has registered a new party, the Reform Party, should Boris Johnson take the UK out of the European Union under his proposed withdrawal agreement, which Farage says will plunge the country back in crisis by June. The new Reform Party would set its sights on addressing structural issues in British politics, such as abolishing the House of Lords and making changes to the voting system. The party's other main focus would be to ensure that Prime Minister Johnson delivers a proper Brexit. It'll have to reform into the Reform Party. It'll have to campaign to change politics for good. Get rid of the House of Lords, change the voting system. You'll see on Thursday a turnout much lower than the pundits expect because people have lost faith in politics, Mr. Farage told Sky News. As to whether it was the final name of the party, Farage said, "Absolutely, I've registered it already." The Brexit Party leader also took aim at Johnson's Brexit deal, saying, "If it goes through unamended, we will find it virtually impossible to make trade deals with any other part of the world. We will be back in crisis by June unless this withdrawal agreement is amended," he added. While predicting that the Brexit Party would win a handful of seats in the upcoming election, Mr. Farage also called into question the Prime Minister's commitment to cutting immigration. Boris Johnson has always been very soft on the immigration issue. But you know what? There's an election on, so tell people what they want to hear, he said. He added that the Tories will make no real commitment to cut the numbers coming in, and this is the fourth Conservative manifesto in a row promising to reduce numbers. The former UKIP leader, who has been campaigning to leave the European Union for over two decades, launched the Brexit Party in April. The Brexit Party has already achieved some electoral success, dominating the European Parliament elections in May, winning 29 seats, the most of any party. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.